share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. With our fluctuating COVID-19 cases daily, it's no surprise that authorities are implementing SOPs more strictly, but is this taking it a step too far? A Chinese national woman who's 7 months pregnant and married to a Malaysian man working in Singapore was barred from entering the country and may even face the risk of being deported back to China. Bernama reported that the Malaysian Immigration Department refused entry to the 27-year-old, said the rejection was done under Section 8(3) of the Immigration Act 1959-1963, which states any person who, in the opinion of the Director General, is a member of any of the prohibited classes as defined in subsection 3 and is not a citizen is a prohibited immigrant. The husband, Yang, who hails from Kluang, Johor, said when the couple was refused entry on 30 November, Customs, Immigration and Quarantine (CIQ) complex in Bukit Chagar has put them under extreme worry as the wife can't stay in Singapore for much longer. Previously, she was working in Singapore holding a work permit, but due to Singaporean rules and regulations, non-Malaysian foreign workers cannot deliver in this country. Since she's pregnant, the work permit had to be cancelled. Yang can't even sponsor her as a dependent on his monthly employment pass as he does not meet the minimum fixed monthly salary requirement of 6,000 Singapore dollars (earm 18,269.04) from his job as a store manager. He also can't accompany his pregnant wife across the border as according to SOPs imposed for the CMCO, anyone returning to and from Singapore will have to be quarantined in both countries. After she was turned away at the border, Singapore issued her a 14-day special pass to stay in the country, but when it expires she has to either leave the country or get deported. Malaysia was our best hope not to be separated and to ensure the safety of our unborn child, as my wife would not have to travel very far to be with my family, who will be taking care of her. Yang added that his wife had all the required travel documents, including my travel pass permission to enter, a letter of undertaking guaranteeing payment of COVID-19 quarantine costs, and their marriage certificate, which they registered with the Malaysian government. The only document she didn't have was the long-term social visit pass (LTSVP), which she planned on applying once she was in Malaysia. Immigration Department of Visa, Pass and Permit Director Dr. Syami at Muhammad Syami Jaffer said, however, that not having an LTSVP should not be a reason to deny the woman or any other foreign spouse's entry as long as they have permission. In these times when the government is trying hard to reunite Malaysians with their family members, this is definitely a rare case. Syami said he would be investigating the case while also maintaining confidence in his officers. Let us know what you think about this issue. Also read, depressed Majin worker stuck in Singapore jumps to his death. Source, Asia One Source, photo by Ardita Mi Estri on Unsplash Source, Bloomberg. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.